This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The meeting was brokered after Chairman Nunez issued a subpoena April 30th for records about alleged government surveillance abuse during the 2016 election. Chairman Nunez and Gowdy met with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, as well as FBI and intelligence officials. A source familiar with the matter said the classified records that relate to an individual intelligence source are as significant as the dossier used by the FBI and Justice Department to secure a surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide. The dossier was DNC and Clinton campaign-funded opposition research. The chairman had the House Speaker's backing.
It's completely within the scope of the investigation that's been ongoing for a while with respect to FISA. I actually think that this is something that probably should have been answered a while ago.
In a statement after the meeting, the chairman said the dialogue will continue next week. A Justice Department spokeswoman said they welcome the opportunity to work on a resolution and accommodate the records request, Brett.
And on those Michael Cohen records, there are more legal maneuvers with the bank records?
Well, that's right. In court filings, Cohen's legal team says some records belong to other Michael Cohens. They accuse the lawyer Michael Avenatti of making, quote, numerous incorrect statements to the public in an apparent attempt to prejudice and discredit Mr. Cohen. Mr. Avenatti's conduct in somehow obtaining random bank records and publishing them without proper concern for their accuracy is extremely troubling for the parties in this case, the court, and the public. On Twitter, Avenatti responded that the Cohen court filings are baseless, and he accuses Cohen's team of conceding the receipt of $500,000 from those with Russian ties. The company involved said it's solely owned and controlled by Americans. Meantime, the Treasury Department's Inspector General is conducting an inquiry into whether Michael Cohen's confidential banking records were leaked. Brett.
We'll continue to follow all sides of that, Catherine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, that is one case. The Stormy Daniels and Avenatti, I mean, this is a Democratic attorney, obviously, has no love for Donald Trump. And this is his extended 15 minutes of fame that he's taking full advantage of. But along the way, I mean, this is what happens when people get emotionally ahead of their skis like this, is they start making mistakes. And Avenatti's getting attention. What, CNN? I mean, it's like the Avenatti informational infomercial type program. Avenatti's on CNN, like they might as well make him an anchor as much as he's on. He's enjoying it, but you can just see the pride exuding from Avenatti, like he's right in the middle of it. And, you know, here it is, this attorney going after the president of the United States of America and thinks he's all that in a bag of chips. But we'll see. See how it plays out, and of course now he's already making some mistakes here, and you know, and claiming that he has information on Michael Cohen, but it's you know, one of those names, you know, one of those popular names, almost like Bill Martinez, you know. So got to be careful. The thing I was keeping my eye on, especially, was what was going to happen with Nunez and Gowdy meeting with the you know, meeting with the Justice Department on these issues. And as Chairman Ryan said, this was something that should have been done a long time ago. They should have worked this out. And, you know, but this is, you know, this is Rosenstein and company, you know, slow walking things and holding back. And I believe probably, you know, what it seems like, I should say, is that the intelligence community is trying to cover their rear end. And there's probably some things that they want to have control of how this information is found out, or if they can possibly even block it out, because this thing runs too deep. That's what you're understanding. That's what you're uncomfortable about, is that relevant to the deep state and the shadow government that has been in operation all along, it's all, you know, the curtain's being pulled back on this. And it's going to be hard to contain this without some sort of mass exodus and cleaning project that's going to need to take place, because this is culturally established, and it is running rather deep. This is what we're starting to see more and more when it comes to the intelligence community, very sadly. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Kaufman coming up next, talking about Israel's 70th and Mother's Day on Sunday.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And, of course, we've got our favorite historian, the one and only Bruce Kaufman with us to start out the day. Bruce, of course, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Mr. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great, Bill.
Hey, lots to talk about. We've got Israel's 70th anniversary. Lots there. Mother's Day coming up. But before we get into that, boy, I'll tell you, are we nearing some sort of crisis here if we haven't been in one ever since President Trump got elected?
I don't think we're nearing any kind of crisis, Bill. I mean, if you look at our history, it always kills me. People are saying, well, we're in the worst period in our history, the Civil War. Okay. You talk about a crisis.
Yes.
The Cold War, in terms of all the red baiting that went on after Joseph McCarthy, who's claiming that 220 communists were serving in the State Department. We've had periods in our history that were a lot more crisis than the one we're in now.
I think it's interesting, speaking of Joe McCarthy, is that in light of how many communists serving and all that stuff going on, and now, and then the Russian collusion, Paul Kengor released his book. It's actually an edited, updated version of what he released back in 2010, talking about dupes. And how many Americans, top name Americans, like Teddy Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson and all, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, how they've been influenced by Russians directly. And with all the Russian talk and everything, and Paul decided to, break it down and look back historically on how the United States has been influenced by Russian propaganda. So, and it even runs to this day. I'm not sure that it'll ever just evaporate, even with all this attention that's being put on it.
No, it will never evaporate. One of Russia's goals is to, have the world think as little of the United States as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, with the ego and the political process that exists here in the country, we're really kind of like chumps, aren't we? we're ready. We're ready for it. It's like our lips are hanging out, and we're an easy gaffe for Putin and the Russians, it seems.
It does seem that way.
Well, enough of that stuff. Let's talk about something quite celebratory and worthy of celebration, and that is Israel's 70th anniversary.
Yes, that is on May 14th. This coming Monday, Israel will be celebrating the establishment in 1948 of what is called Eretz Israel, which is the State of Israel. And it was on that day the future Prime Minister David Ben-Gurion met with political and religious leaders to sign what was called the Declaration of the Establishment of the State of Israel. in which Israel was finally, after three millennia of the Jews wandering the world seeking their own homeland, it was finally established.
Yeah, it's when you think about this, no other time in history has there been a nation that has been, you know, basically set aside and to be born again.
Yes, absolutely. And as you know, Bill, and one of the wonderful things about this coming Monday, the 14th, is that the United States Embassy will be moving to the historic capital of Israel, Jerusalem. And I give Donald Trump, President Trump, huge credit for that. Mm-hmm. I really do, because if you remember when he announced that back in December, not only was there blowback on the Arab world and in Europe, but here in America, there were all kinds of people who thought that that was a terrible idea to be moving the U.S. Embassy to what has been the historic capital of Israel since its creation and way before its creation, if we want to go back to biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's mad at Trump, even though, Bill, here's the interesting thing. In 1995, through a unanimous voice vote, Congress passed the Jerusalem Embassy Act. And that act stated that the United States recognized all of Jerusalem, not just Western Jerusalem, but the entire city of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and it directed that the U.S. Embassy be moved there. That was in 1995, so why was it not moved there? The reason was is because there was language in the act that said if the U.S. president was determined that moving it there might cause further violence in the region, then he could delay that. So every president delayed that, even though there has been nothing but violence against Israel in the Middle East since it was created in
1948. It's been nonstop. So when was there ever going to be a time for pause to that, you know, for that to occur, right?
Right, exactly. It was such a dubious reason since there's okay, we'll go back to the war of independence that started the day after May 14th, when the five Arab nations attacked Israel and Israel prevailed. All right, that was the first defensive war it fought. In 1967, it fought the Six-Day War, another defensive war. In 1973, it fought a third defensive war, the Yom Kippur War. Meanwhile, okay, there's been terrorism directed at Israel since its establishment, including after in 2005 when Israel unilaterally withdrew from the Gaza Strip, took out all its military, took out all of its people, all its settlers there, left it for the Palestinians, hoping that a moderate Palestinian leadership would arise and they could start to negotiate a two-state solution. Who arose there? The Islamic terrorist group Hamas, who since 2005 has been sending rockets into Israel from the Gaza Strip aimed at synagogues, schools, buildings, homes. This is the terrorism that Israel has been going through since modern times. And the U.S. presidents were delaying it because they thought that this might increase the violence in the region. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is ironic. And it's also ironic that someone like Donald Trump would be the one to say, hey, look, I'm going to fulfill my campaign promise, and we're going to do this. The other thing I thought that was quite interesting was when he was presented with a proposal in terms of the embassy and what it was going to cost. I think it was like $1 billion or something. You know, but in government speak and in, you know, people's money, you know, $1 billion is nothing. I mean, it's like chump change, right? And he started signing, and he said he got through, and he signed his first name, and he goes, that's a lot of money. He says, we can do better than this. And I think they ended up doing, finding a building, and they're going to move the embassy. It's all going to be secured and everything and all this good stuff for like $300,000.
Yeah, yep, that's right. Actually, I was listening to a radio talk show this morning, and they were talking just about that. Yep. Yeah, we are going, yeah, well, this is Donald Trump, the art of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's also somebody who has some fiduciary responsibility. Here, I mean, it's even like, remember when they were talking, it's Boeing that does the president's plane, right?
Right.
Was it Boeing? And they said, hey, we got these new planes, here's this new price and everything like that. I think it was like $4 billion, some incredible number. And he goes, I don't think so. And so, you know, I've never heard of a president negotiating on the plane, you know, like this. But Donald Trump, it's the people's money. He's demonstrating responsibility. Again, he doesn't take, and he's doing this he's not accepting, you know, a paycheck for being the CEO and the president of the company. He continues to hand that money out. Well, I'll tell you, it's quite encouraging when you see, in so many cases, the waste and the bloatedness of our government, when you see the leader himself taking responsible measures on behalf of we the people. Bruce Kaufman is with us, and we're going to discuss more about Israel and also Mother's Day. Stay with us right here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire. Till I am my soul on fire.
Your program.
opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's just the way we like it. Everything all for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in and sharing a part of your day with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Kaufman with us. Celebrated award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Mr. Bruce, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and enjoy your three emailings per week. I look forward to them every week myself. Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, your listeners can go on my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, History Lessons. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, it says subscribe, sign up for Bruce's writings, type in your first, last name, email address, and then pick of the three offerings that you want. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week, my idea of an interesting, funny, thought-provoking quote. Wednesday, I send out on, this is all in an email, once you've signed up. Wednesday, I send out my syndicated newspaper column on history. And Friday, I send out my Thinking Out Loud column, in which I opine on some of the stuff that you and I talk about, politics, public policy, and so on. So I encourage them all to sign up, pick one or all three. And
you want all three. I'm going to tell you, you want all three. Okay, go ahead.
So that's it.
Yep, exactly. And so, again, remind them of the website.
It's historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net.
Well, excellent. Bruce, just to wrap up what's going on with Israel, I mean, here it is. We're on the verge of celebrating the 70th anniversary, 70th birthday of Israel being born again as a nation never before in the history of mankind has this occurred. And we've got the embassy moving. All this is going to take place next week, which is just going to be awesome. And then in addition to this, of course, Bibi Netanyahu explained to the president and to the world how Iran was violating the nuclear deal. And, of course, the United States says, hey, the deal's off. Trump's not he's not in. And, you know, are we going to have another one of those situations where international pundits, all the international experts who said it can't be done, are we going to, you know, again, see the strength of leadership with Donald Trump renegotiating an Iranian deal?
Yeah, and again, all credit to Donald Trump, President Trump, for opting out of that deal. It was a terrible deal. Mm-hmm. There were no enforcement provisions. There was no provisions in which you can expect to make sure that the nuclear program was not being followed. The deal never mentioned intercontinental ballistic missiles, which is how you deliver nuclear payloads
right.
to countries across the planet. And, you know, it wasn't even, Obama knew that it would never pass. It was a treaty, Bill. It was
yes.
obviously a treaty. The language says it's a treaty, and Obama never submitted it to the Senate because he knew the Senate would never approve the treaty.
Exactly.
So he called it an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump has every right, as the president, to opt out of that agreement. Had it been a treaty approved by the Senate, Trump could not touch it. But it isn't, because even Obama knew that the Senate would not have approved it. It was a terrible deal. It's still a terrible deal.
Exactly.
Good for him. And by the way, who is applauding this opt-out? Half, if not three-quarters, of the Arab states around Iran.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, where's the outrage on Kerry trying to, you know, murk up the waters here? I mean, people are going, where's the Logan Act here? What is John Kerry doing?
He's inserting himself into he's no longer Secretary of State, Bill. He has no business inserting himself into this. But, you know, he was the negotiator. He was the lead guy on that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to protect it just as much as President Obama did.
Well, a bad deal. All, you know, as you said, it was a treaty, meant to be a treaty. And this is why, again, you know, I am outraged that Congress is not more outraged. I mean, even to begin with, even though the president would go and unilaterally act, is that where was the action against President Obama to let something so ridiculous go by? And see, and this is what's happening here. What President Trump is doing, he's really embarrassing, you know, Congress, because they didn't do their job, whether it's on DACA, whether it's on the nuclear deal. You know, let's just go down a list of items that they stuck their head in the sand. And President Obama was happy to use his pen and his cell phone.
Yep, absolutely. And Trump is beginning to, I know, I'm sure you've noticed how much of the Obama legacy Trump is starting to erase.
Yeah. Well, we knew that was going to happen, you know, because that's what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail.
Yep.
And unlike, you know, many presidents before, you get campaign rhetoric is one thing, and you know, it doesn't necessarily square up with action. But with Donald Trump, not the case.
No.
Hey, let's talk Mother's Day coming up, and again here recently, where we're reminded of a very special mother who happened to be, you know, the first lady of our country. What a classy woman, and we continue to honor her in our memory, Barbara Bush.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. She was, as I'm sure you know, she was one of two women who was both the wife of the president and the mother of a president.
Mm-hmm.
And the first was Abigail Adams. She was John Adams' wife, and she was the mother of John Quincy Adams, our sixth president. And there are so many similarities between the two of them. Okay, they were, first of all, Barbara, her marriage to George Bush lasted 73 years, the longest marriage in presidential history, and one of the great marriages of all time. Abigail and John Adams' marriage lasted 54 years and only ended when she died, and that was one of the great marriages of all time. Both women, okay, were feisty, both spoke their mind, both were not afraid of getting into a scrap. Both of them were politically active, although in Barbara's case, she thought, okay, yes, that's my secondary role, but my primary role is being George Bush's wife and the mother to our children.
Right.
And she took that on as my number one job is being a wife and mom. And so the epitome of a dedicated mother, which is why I'm glad we're getting a chance to just honor her on this upcoming Mother's Day.
Well, you know, when you think about motherhood, just alone as a whatever you want to call it, a passion, a job or, responsibility, that's enough to keep your hands full right there, much less to be involved in other issues of life. But this speaks to the depth of this woman and her character.
Yes. And just real quickly, Anna Jarvis is the mother of Mother's Day. She's the woman who campaigned to have Mother's Day become a national holiday. And once she said she did it for her own mom, and she said that the mom is, quote, the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world, unquote. And certainly early through your life, that is absolutely the case.
Yeah, when you think about it, and Anna's perspective on her mother, I mean, with the kind of gratitude that she expressed, and then to start this event and for it to catch fire and go, you know what? My mom, too. Right?
Yep, absolutely. So in the case of Barbara Bush, in the case of Abigail Adams, you know, they were great moms. And I'm honored to be able to pay homage to Barbara Bush, who recently died April 17th, because she was the epitome, okay, of why we honor mothers on Mother's Day.
And the thing is, you know, in terms of a public profile, the epitome, certainly, Bruce, and there's mothers that go on, that lead their families, do so much for their kids around this country. You know, the millions of mothers that will be honored this Mother's Day, and rightfully so, because of seemingly what the little things are. But it's amazing, Bruce. I didn't know about you, but I think about my mom who passed away this year, and the things that I cherish were just the little things.
I
there's just something about moms that they have that kind of force and influence in your life, right?
Yes, and how much they sacrifice their own lives for us. That's the other thing. Okay, they sacrifice for us. They are, and you know, and most of the mothers, my mother, my wife, they're the head of the family.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, and they talk about it being a man's world.
Yeah.
Surely we jest.
At home now.
No, we know. We know what makes the world go round, and we salute our wives, our mothers on Mother's Day. We love you, and we thank you for all, and that's all in big capital bold letters, that you do for us. Bruce Kaufman, thank you so much. Appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like it, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. And it's time for Rachel Alexander. Yes, that recovering attorney and former Gun Magazine editor and now senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, good to have you here. I'm opening up the file titled Something Smells Fishy. What's going on?
Are we talking about Rosie O'Donnell's campaign donations?
Yeah, that kind of fishy smell. Yes, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, she got caught contributing to 5 different federal congressional campaigns over the limit. Mm. And what's fishy about it is, you know, some people can make a mistake, you know, maybe one mistake. But this is 5 different campaigns, and she used 4 different variations of her name and 5 different addresses to make the contributions.
And she thought she was going to get away with this.
Yeah, she acts like, oh, I didn't realize what I was doing. And no, I think that counts as intent. And if so, that's a crime. And she should serve time just like Dinesh D'Souza did for something that I think isn't even as egregious as what she did.
Exactly. I was going to say this is out of the same situation, although, yes, much more so with Dinesh. It was one person, a college friend, that he wanted to support. And, you know, normally it would have been kind of a slap on the hand. But this is what happens when you make a mistake and the party that you support is not in office.
That's what I think happened. You know, they show that Dinesh D'Souza had made a video that was very negative about Obama at the time, and the Obama administration included this federal prosecutor who was a hardcore Democrat. The judge was also a Clinton appointee, so Dinesh had the whole system stacked against him, and you know, there's corruption that goes on there.
Well, we'll see if there's equal law here. But this situation with Rosie O'Donnell, like you say, it's beyond smelling like fish. I mean, this is quite manipulative, and she's got to be up to, I would think, her neck in problems here.
I would think so. But then again, you know, what's the legal system like? And, you know, is the Trump administration going to call to prosecute her? I mean, I don't think the Trump administration is anywhere near as corrupt as the Obama administration was. And so they probably aren't going to go after her that hard. You know, usually for crimes like this, it's just a wrist slap, and the FEC could just take those donations and apply them to, you know, the general election is to get rid of the excess that way. And mm-hmm. so that's how something like this could be handled. But if you're going to be fair, you need to do what they did to Dinesh D'Souza, and they sent us into a halfway house.
Exactly. Well, we know birds of a feather flock together. So are any of her other friends who may have been like-minded? I mean, after all, you quote her as saying, my anxiety is quelled by donating to those opposing Trump and his agenda. Especially at night when most of these were placed. So there's something, you know, I guess she wasn't taking her melatonin to get her to sleep or whatever, decided that the way to quell her conscience and maybe rest peacefully was to make these late night donations.
Well, and, you know, she could have been drinking or, you know, under the influence when she, you know, did something, you know, maybe large donations. But that doesn't excuse it. Just because you're drunk and you violate the law doesn't mean you get away with it.
Well, I thought people could say, well, I'm suffering under the Trump, you know, derangement syndrome. And so it's the syndrome that made me do it.
So far, the law doesn't recognize that as an excuse. But I do know that psychologists recognize that now and treat people for it.
Well, they're happy to treat people. Are you kidding me? For $500 an hour, I'll treat you for any kind of syndrome you got.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to make up an easy buck.
Hey, why not? So we'll have to keep a look-see on this situation here, Rachel, to see if there is equal justice under the law.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. Again, we don't have a hostile, corrupt administration in power right now, and I think they're just going to look at this and treat it the same way they would most other people who are in a situation like this.
Can you imagine if something does happen to her? I mean, all the old texts, the back and forth between her and Donald Trump during the campaign. I mean, this is going to be like Stormy Daniels part two.
You know, it would be. They really hate each other. But again, I just don't see Trump as being, you know, that as corrupt as Obama. But I do think something needs to happen more than a wrist slap.
Yes, without a doubt. Oh, Rachel, while I got you on here, let's talk North Korea. The president made an announcement that they are definitely going to meet, not at the DMZ zone, but they're going to meet off campus. We're talking Kim Jong-un and the president. Boy, I'll tell you, for people that thought that they'd never see the day, boy, Donald Trump continues to show them days they never thought they'd ever see.
Well, it just goes to show that his, you know, tough talk, you know, with the Rocket Man paid off. And everybody thought he was being reckless and crazy. But we all knew that North Korea never had, you know, missiles long range enough to hit the continental United States. So a lot of his threats were pretty empty. And so, you know, Trump knew that by talking like a man to him, and I'm probably going to get heat for saying that, but, you know, by not just being a wuss, that he could get him to back down, and it worked.
Well, and to hear all the pundits, I mean, even with, which was, you know, all the interference from the naysayers, everybody who had an opinion. Now, you know, they will continue to live another day because CNN will and the mainstream media will continue to give them place. But, you know, I think after a while, when somebody's prognostications prove incorrect, you know, they lose credibility and they shouldn't be given place.
Well, and I think Americans everywhere are rejoicing that, you know, we have tamed this fierce enemy. I mean, this is incredible. Obama wasn't able to do it. And, you know, North Korea has been one of the scariest regimes, you know, in my lifetime in recent years. And you know, this is a major foreign victory for Trump. And to try to deny it is just flat out. about Orwellian dishonesty.
And, of course, punctuated by the release of three Americans who are now back on terra firma, on American territory, kissing the ground they're walking on.
It's incredible. I would not have predicted this a year ago. I wouldn't have even predicted this half a year ago. Even I was wondering, well, is it going to pay off, you know, being as boisterous as Trump is being towards North Korea? Or, you know, I wasn't sure, but I knew he had some of the top generals advising him. He surrounded himself with some of the wisest men out there in this field. And so it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, call it what you want, if it's bluster and all that, but if it works, I mean, it worked for Ronald Reagan, and certainly you might say Donald Trump's not a Ronald Reagan, but he's Donald Trump, and things are happening. I mean, look at, you know, you talk about interference, what John Kerry was doing, and some of the former acolytes of one Barack Obama trying to screw things up, I might say, with the Iran nuclear deal.
Oh, God, that's another matter. And, you know, where's that one going to go now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Al Perota at the Stream wrote an excellent article outlining all the different ways that Obama was lying to us about the Iran nuclear deal and all the ways he was trying to undermine the deal as he was actually conducting it.
Wow. It's absolutely insane. And now you got John Kerry for the sake of, I don't know, was he think he's going to get a Nobel Peace Prize somewhere down the road on this thing or what? But messing it up. And then, you know, you talk about the fishy file again, open it up, and John Kerry and the Logan Act come into play.
Yeah, no, he is messing with fire, but he's always been a pacifist. I mean, you know what John Kerry's going to do. He's very predictable. But I don't think anyone will ever prosecute him over the Logan Act because people, you know, he's this big, powerful guy and people are too scared of him, unfortunately.
Well, that's too bad because, you know, somebody interfering with negotiations for something of this size and this significance, this is uncalled for. You know, people in the past, I mean, it's one thing. Look, at hold your charitable events and your parties and that sort of thing, but get to the point to be this blatantly in a position of interference and causing any kind of disruption, I believe is unacceptable. Rachel Alexander has been with us. Always good to have her insight. Rachel, of course, a senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, thank you so much as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, is very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest-rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. If you can count the times and say you are, I'm giving. It's more than the drops in the ocean.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. It is what they would call Military Spouses Appreciation Day. And I appreciate that they're realizing that, the spouse that doesn't necessarily go into combat, that they're all part of the process. I mean, directly supporting back home what needs to happen. Of course, all this leading into Mother's Day on Sunday. Also, because every day is a good day for a Hostess Cupcake, right? I'm just saying, you can have a cheat day. Well, even if yesterday was your cheat day, I guess you could have one because, after all, it is Hostess Cupcake Day today. And speaking of sweet people and personalities, we've got Erin Smalley with us right now. She's the program manager of Marriage Ministries. Erin, I was at Focus the other day, looked for you, ran into Greg, so it was, an honor to meet your husband and talk to him for a few moments face to face, because we do so almost semi-regularly over the phone, but it's nice to see you in person.
Nice. Well, I'm sad I missed you.
Yeah, well, maybe next time. Like I told Ashley Duran, who's just been so sweet, and every time I've come there, here recently, I had a chance to come to see Focus, and ever since Focus moved out of Southern California, I was a Southern California boy for many years, born and raised. And, when they moved, I said, oh, gosh, I've got to make it out there to Colorado Springs. And so it was one of those bucket list experiences. So not only did I get a chance to go out there, I did the radio show out of Danny Huerta's office right around the other side from where you guys are at. And then, I did the show there looking at Pike's Peak through his window. what a gorgeous view
to be, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, you can't help but see the hills alive with the sound of music and all the glory to God when you look out your window.
That's every day when I drive. I am continuously thinking and even saying out loud, how majestic is he?
Yes,
because
amen.
It is so beautiful.
Well, Aaron, I want to talk to you about this article that was written and attributed to you. I guess partly your fault here is how moms can relate to grown married daughters. You know, when your daughters first get married, you might seem, she might have a lot of questions about being a wife and homemaker, wonders how to work full time and keep up with a mountain of laundry at home, how to encourage her husband, maintain a relationship with God while trying to figure out her new routine. Is it any wonder that we honor mothers at least once a year, if not every day, just in, you know, a real quick outline of their responsibilities?
Yeah, and, you know, it is an interesting thing to navigate when you do have a daughter that gets married, mm-hmm. because there's the boundaries as
right.
far as she's going to do things differently than you did. And or you are doing, and you know, and but yet you want to speak into her new life and her new marriage and encourage her and be there for her. So it's been this interesting thing. Our oldest daughter Taylor married about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and she definitely, there's things she does like me, things that she that I taught her, but then also things that she saw, mm-hmm. and she's just choosing to carry on. And I don't even know that she realizes she's doing some of it. But I've also learned that Greg and I are often looking at each other going, can we say something? Or is that crossing a boundary?
Right, right. Yeah, I even as fathers, from the father's perspective, it's like by invitation only, you know?
Yes, for right? sure. And there's that gentle balance, though, mm-hmm. of, hey, are you open to my feedback? And I think that's a very valuable question we can be asking is, are you open to mm-hmm. my opinion? And if they say no, then it's zip it.
Yes, exactly.
And learning to control that.
Well, again, we're reminded that in the midst of many counselors, success happens, right? God's very clear about that. But sometimes it is, it's interesting and frustrating sometimes when our children want to heed the advice of others, and, you know, and kind of maybe because they want to get an outside view. Maybe what they sense is, look, I've been living with you all these years. I've got plenty of information from you. I want some other advice. And I know sometimes my wife gets frustrated because she says, well, that's what I taught her. And I said, well, it's okay. You know, same conclusion is okay. You know, if they come down to it, you know, it's just, you know, it's not about getting credit necessarily.
No. And if my daughter isn't, if I sense that it is a topic that she does not want to discuss with me, I just start praying that someone else will come in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay. If it's someone else, then, you know, the ultimate thing is that she makes godly, wise decisions. And if it's not because of my influence or me saying it to her, I pray that God brings someone else into her life,
mm-hmm.
speak that into her life.
Now, recently you talked about, is it Laura Shoup? Am I saying her name correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And in her book called Our Newlywed Kitchen, and she brings this point to the conversation here and has some great ideas, right?
She sure does. I so enjoyed, I taped the broadcast with her a couple weeks ago, and I so enjoyed her perspective because she's a good Southern mom, and mm-hmm. she believes that really the millennials are heading back to the kitchen. And so this book is called Our Newlywed Kitchen. And it's all about the opportunities that newlywed couples have to build their lives partially through the kitchen and how uniting that is and how it brings marital satisfaction to cook together, to do the dishes together, to entertain together. And what an opportunity they have by recognizing that kitchen area is somewhere where relationships are built.
Yeah, relationships, and as you're pointing to here, it's a lot of fun. And I think about, you know, how much revolves, you know, around the kitchen. I mean, every year we go to Kauai, and we have assimilated some friends, or I should say they assimilated us and drew them into their families. In Hawaii, you know, if you get to know people, then you're auntie, uncle. You're part of the ohana, the family there. And one of the things that they look forward to every year is we have a taco night. And, Aaron, we'll do 70, 80 tacos. And I mean, because you just never know how many people are going to show up. Because all the aunties, uncles, and it is quite a festivity, and lots of tacos. So.
Sounds fun to me.
Yeah, it's a great tradition. They look forward to it. They know Uncle and Annie are coming to town, and it's mm-hmm. it's tacos. So when are we doing tacos, you know? So
That sounds good to me. Come to Colorado Springs, and we'll have tacos here. As a matter of fact, I've just been telling my son,
he's going to be a junior in high school. And mm-hmm. I keep telling him, you know what, son, when you can come off campus for lunch, we are going to do Taco Tuesdays for lunch every Tuesday. And you can bring your friends over to our house because we live close to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is that an opportunity to bring his friends into our home to enjoy a meal in the middle of their day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be such a bonding experience and such a treat. And it's those traditions that we can build on to build not only the eating experience, but the relationship.
Oh, without a doubt. I have friends when I was in high school and our basketball team, my mother would do breakfast. And, you know, we're talking homemade tortillas, right?
Oh,
she would stack them up to this day. To this day, the boys that came over and, cheerleaders wanted to come over, everything else. I mean, this was quite the event where mom would just put out a spread, a very simple spread. But, you know, homemade tortillas, I mean, my goodness, you might as well be at the banquet table in heaven.
That sounds so good. I'm hungry.
I know. We're sitting here talking about good food and traditions. Well, there's so much to be thankful for with our mothers. You know, once a year, it all comes to light. The cards come out. As I say, every day should be Mother's Day. But, you know, especially now, we're reminded, and flowers, candies, all that stuff. And, it's just a time to, you know, just pause for a moment and a needed time because, you know, life gets in the way. And sometimes we just kind of forget. And what moms, you know, as a mom, Erin, what's most important for you? What would best honor you on Mother's Day?
You know, what's interesting, Bill, is my 24-year-old daughter who's married texted me last week and she said, "What do you want for Mother's Day?" And I said, "More than anything, time with you guys, with her and her husband and the family." And there's something so valuable about being present with each other and having time together and taking time out of our lives to connect because of the busyness of life. And especially on Mother's Day, if you can't be there physically, call your mom and just take some time out just to thank her for, you know, how she's poured into your life, everything she's taught you, and, you know, the things that you appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. It's not anything big and fancy necessarily. And your statement is very consistent with the women and mothers that I've spoken with, is that, hey, just give me time. Send me a picture or send me a picture that, reminds me of a memory that we shared together or something. But, you know, especially the guys, sometimes we torment ourselves over thinking, oh, we want to do something special. We try. And sometimes we make it too difficult when oftentimes it's the most simple things. But those simple things sometimes take time because we got to get the clutter of all the advertisements and everything else out of our heads and think, okay, what can I do that's really special to mom that shows her that I really love her and really appreciate, you know, what she did in my life and how she contributed to my life.
That's so good. So, so good. And sometimes we don't know that the simplest of moments, how the simplest interactions, how meaningful they are, especially when they become a memory. And it just is, it's profound when we look back and we remember those special moments that we've shared together, especially after we lose our mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, I lost my mom 11 years ago, and I love looking back and just remembering those sweet, sweet times.
Yeah,
and little
exactly.
did I know, it's the simplest of things.
Amen to that. Erin Smalley has been with us. Erin, happy Mother's Day. And to all
Thank
our mothers out
so
there,
much.
You take care. God bless.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Homemakers.